Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the new media production studios designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan, for about the fifth time. Lots of technical difficulties tonight. The lead stories are SpaceX to reorganize internet satellite launch. AppleCare Plus now can be billed monthly. Apple sweetens the deal for Apple Card holders. And did you know the DMV is selling your info? I want to welcome you to episode 1394 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, September 12th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You too can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Well, we are maybe live, maybe. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we're live, and welcome to the show. If you're a brand new listener to the show, thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the first time. If you're audio, it don't matter. You don't care. You're listening. That's all that really counts. And of course, we want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. When you go over on the website, it's real simple to get subscribed to the show via Apple Podcast, on Android, email, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. That's the place to go to get connected, to get subscribed to the show. That's the most important thing you can do. And of course, we want you to subscribe to the newsletter while you're on the website. Okay, well, we're not streaming tonight. It all died. Just us, just the audio family tonight together. No streaming. So I'm just going to shut that off and be done with it. So we'll just produce the video and put it out. So again, welcome new listeners. Of course, I want you to make sure you visit geeknewscentral.com, subscribe to the show and newsletter. You can listen to this show on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by saying the keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And that'll get you started on your Google Home, on your Alexa device, and really almost anything from a smart home device will get you going. Of course, you can always join our chat room. Our chat room is always there for you to be able to chit-chat at geeknews.chat. That's a great place to hang out and be part of the Ohana. Of course, you can be part of our Slack family as well. All you got to do is send me an email directly, geeknews@gmail.com, to be part of our Slack family. And of course, that's a great way to stay connected to the show as well. If you just want to email me, that's the way to do it. And of course, you can reach me on Twitter at Geek News. What else we got going on here? You can follow me on Facebook. Todd Cochran is the place to do that. And partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com, which include GNC Week in Review, The Gadget Professor, The Pro Gear Site, The New Media Show at newmediashow.com, and Podcast Legends. And you can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Of course, this show is sponsored by the longest continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can find those deals again at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And whether it be saving 30% on a new product purchase, whether it be $499.com, a newer transfer domains, whether it be a $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, these are all available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans for a month. Get a free trial there. Again, check out all my codes. We definitely appreciate it when you do. allows me to keep the show on the air here, do what I'm doing. Your support of GoDaddy, the sponsor, is important. Again, those domain names, hosting accounts, share those with your friends, family members, people that you know. Save money. Save money using my codes. Again, share my codes with friends and family members. So anyway, we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little frustrated tonight. Everything in the studio has been working fine. The videos got dialed in. Everything has been like it's supposed to be. I've been very happy with getting everything dialed in. Matter of fact, I made a change here in the studio. I'm going to get the monitor figured out exactly, but I've got now a monitor behind the cameras. And it's just still a little bit high. I need to bring it down a little bit more because it drags my eyeballs up. But it definitely keeps me from having to look to the right as much as I used to. So I think this is all kind of a work in progress. But been real pleased with the sound and everything else. And actually used the green screen today. Did a green screen recording for my team at Blueberry. So everything's good, but man, tonight the internet or something, the streaming providers, whatever it was, got my butt kicked tonight on trying to do live. And it's concerning to me because, you know, put a lot of investment in here. And so far the live has been good, but I've noticed that Wowza, who I use for my cloud streaming service, seems to be the bottleneck. And I don't know if they're having issues tonight, but we had a drop stream on the last show. But doing a bandwidth check and everything's good. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about what's going on there with them. And I'll probably have to send a ticket in to find out why the stream has just been dropping off like a rock. And I'll probably have to end up doing some testing. But I never get warnings. I've got some warnings up here on the stream system. It says streaming channel number 2, codec error, insufficient bandwidth for stream. So that in itself is enough to be concerned about. So anyway, can't do what I can do, right? So what else is happening here? Just let me get you kind of caught up to speed. Just a standard work week. I fly out tomorrow for Los Angeles. I'm going to an event called Outlier. I'll be back on Sunday, and then I'm home a few days, and Thursday I leave for Columbus for a week. I come home for 4 or 5 days, and then I go back to Columbus. I'm there for almost 2 weeks, so it's going to be busy, 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 and I'm not going to be in the studio a lot, so you know, it's just my luck. Everything's gotten done. We're dialed in, except for the live stream stuff, but it makes me concerned because I've got the podcast awards to do here in about 3 weeks. So the live stream absolutely unequivocally has to work. So maybe I'll be forced to just really go super safe and only stream to YouTube that day and keep my fingers crossed. But anyway, that's that. Got a whole lineup of content for you tonight. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Again, just my insanity in trying to get everything to do what it's supposed to do. And I don't know. Don't know why I've got the problems that I've got. I've got a small suspicion, maybe, what could be a challenge is I'm running a little bit different modem or router in the studio. It's not as robust as the one I had in Hawaii, and maybe that's what the problem is. But really didn't want to go out and spend $400 on a new router. But if that's what it takes to make things work the way they're supposed to work here, that's what I'll probably have to do. But something's happening on the upstream, and that's what we do here. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the content. Thanks for being part of the family. Thanks for putting up with my shenanigans. First things first, SpaceX says it's going to deploy satellite broadband across the U.S. faster than expected. And this is big news. And what they're going to do is they're going to change their launch strategy in a way that will speed up deployment of its Starlink broadband service, and has set a new goal providing broadband in the southern United States later this year. And I'm kind of disappointed that this is going to be the southern United States at the beginning of the year, because I want this service here in Michigan when I'm at the house. I don't know what it's going to cost, obviously, but it's got to be faster than anything that we're dealing with. But this adjustment, how they're going to deploy the satellite specifically, is what is really what is the, you know, causing them to be able to increase the availability. And they want to have this available for the Atlantic and Pacific hurricane season beginning in the spring. So they really, that's what they're trying to target, is to make sure that they've got internet connectivity to the southern states. Or maybe that's just the PR spin on this. But SpaceX said it already planned to put and provide continual coverage over the northern states after as few as 6 more launches. But it said it needs a license modification, to speed up the deployment in the southern United States. So I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens here. And but they're going to do no changes to attitude or inclination of the satellites. They would travel in 72 orbital planes instead of the previous 24. And there would be 22 satellites in each plane instead of the previously approved 66. And this would affect 1,584 of the 11,943 satellites that SpaceX has FCC authorization to launch. And again, the attitude and inclination remain unchanged at 550 kilometers at 53 degrees, respectively. So for those of you that don't know, an orbital plane is defined by two parameters, the orbiting object's inclination and the longitude of its ascending node. And anyway, so this is what they posted on their website. So keep an eye on this. If you use AppleCare is making a change. You can now have it billed monthly by default. When you sign up for AppleCare, you can choose to pay all at once, or you can pay by the month. But if you pay by the month, it does going to cost more. So example, $4 a month for 24 months, or pay $79 for 24 months coverage up front, or AppleCare Plus. It says the same thing. Two screenshots here. The screenshots above by 9 to 5 Mike shows pricing Apple Plus for Apple Watch and, okay, so different devices. So $8 or $7.99 a month for 24 months, or $149 up front. So they'll squeak a little more money out of you if you pay by the monthly charge. And Apple's legal document says that your plan will automatically renew each month unless canceled as set forth in cancellation section 9, including in the event that Apple is no longer able to service your covered equipment due to unavailability of services and parts, which Apple will provide you within 30 days notice, blah, blah, blah. So some devices you can still get 36 months on. Now, here's a product that I keep hearing a little bit about. It's called the Apple Card. And Apple's sweetening the deal for those of you that have the Apple Card with new cashback options. If you use the Apple Card at Walgreens and Uber, you get 3% cash back now. So the question is, why are you getting this money back, right? Why are you getting 3% back? And what I found out is that Apple is actually taking 6% on transactions. If people use the Apple Card, and you pay $100 at Walgreens, Apple gets $6 of that. They're giving you $3 back. So this is pretty high percentage. And that Apple's earning on the utilization of this card. And of course, it's powered by MasterCard. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm hearing from the merchant side. You know, merchants, you know, their profit margin is always pretty thin, and the credit card processing fees typically is a percent or two, maybe as high as three. So, you know, I don't know if there's any truth to this. This is just what I heard on a couple of podcasts. So, you know, it's good for you as the consumer, I guess, in that you're getting this 3% back from, you know, using Uber or going to Walgreens and apparently some other places as well. But again, this is something new that's coming down the pike, and I think Apple is just leveraging their power to get more money for themselves and also maybe a few more dollars back to you. The most troubling article of the night was one that I saw that talked about the DMV is selling your data to a vast array of third parties. And really, it's another day, it's another privacy scandal, but this time it focuses on Department of Motor Vehicles across the country, which are selling user data to a laundry list of third parties. And this is pretty insane. You didn't know this, did you? You didn't know the DMV was selling personal identifiable information. And this is big. And considering this is completely legal due to what's called the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, a 90s law that critics say is in dire need of an update. The law was created in response to a series of abuses of DMV data, including the 1989 murder of actress Rebecca Schaefer after a killer obtained her home address from the DMV. And while the law was intended to stop the abuse of DMV data, it contained, surprise, plenty of loopholes, making it okay to sell this data to a wide variety of individuals, including private investigators, bail bondsmen, and consumer credit reporting agencies. DMVs are making a lot of money from this. The Rhode Island DMV made at least $384,000 selling data between 2015 and now. These 2018 DMV facts. The Wisconsin DMV made money from selling driver's records, and apparently that was $17 million. It was collected in fiscal 18 for driver abstract fees. And examining that document shows that Wisconsin's revenue for selling driver records shot up dramatically since 2015, when the sale drew in $1.1 million. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles made $77 million in 2017 by selling data a local outlet found. Who paid $77 million for Florida data? Now, most DMVs are saying they inform customers in fine print that their data may be sold, and they can cut off access to data firms that they found to have abused the access. But given the Wild West nature of U.S. privacy law, it appears DMVs are making a lot of money, not only charging you for, you know, renewal of your driver's license, but then selling that data to third parties. Many of you may not know these two, but Gina Fisher and Angela Kinsey are making a podcast about The Office. So if you were an Office fan, you know, and if it wrapped up in 2013, and of course it's continued to be very popular. So, you know, it's the most watched show on subscription streaming, according to NBC. And now fans can relive the escapades of The Office with this new podcast from Jenna Fisher, who played Pam Beasley, and Angela Kinsey, who played Angela Martin. So again, the weekly podcast is called Office Ladies, available anywhere you consume podcasts. I'm not a fan of PewDiePie on YouTube, but nothing is short of remarkable, and he has achieved 100 million subscribers. That's just an incredible number. And apparently there's a little bit of controversy going on in that he was going to make a $50,000 donation to ADL, and that's the Anti-Defamation League. But apparently he's had second thoughts on this and pulled the donation back, apparently because he said he'd been misguided, or and also kind of making a reference to that they had spoken out against him in the past. So he said, I made a mistake by picking a charity that I was advised instead of picking a charity I'm personally passionate about, which is 100% my fault, he said Thursday, this was not the right way to go about it. I knew it wasn't perfect, but I also didn't know a lot. I know a lot that surfaced throughout this whole thing about the charity that doesn't fit at all. So in his Tuesday video entitled Unboxing 100 Million YouTube Award, PewDiePie says he would give $50,000 ADL. He tweeted the statement, which he pulled it back. But anyway, 100 million subscribers on YouTube. That, no matter what, if you like the content or not, it's pretty incredible. It's a pretty big number that's out there one way or the other. Vudu has a new family plan. Or family mode, excuse me, that automatically skips sex, violence, and profanity and drug use in its movies. And over 500 titles support the new family plan option at launch. I don't know if any of you are using Vudu, but they're saying that they've established themselves as the most family-friendly video streaming service. So this family play parental control can be set. So it's going to jump specific parts of the video that... causes the PG rating to jump. So anyway, very interesting move here by Vudu. And we'll see where it goes and what the response to it is. If any of you are using Vudu, I'd love to hear from you. geeknews@gmail.com. AT&T is said to lose 1.1 million TV subscribers. DirecTV continues to nosedive. And boy, oh boy, the investors have not been kind at all in regards to this. And in an update to shareholders, AT&T CFO John Steffens said the company expects an incremental 300,000 to 350,000 premium video losses above the previous quarter's premium video results. Since that's an incremental increase over the previous quarter's loss, that will amount to a three-month loss of more than 1 million TV customers. In quarter two of 2019, AT&T reported a net loss of 778,000 subscribers in the premium TV category, which includes DirecTV and their U-verse wireline TV service. You know, DirecTV is really all we've got. If we want any type of TV service where, you know, where I'm basically putting my head to sleep, because the streaming stuff is so slow and television still sucks. It really, really does. My mom pays for DirecTV, and there's a lot of nothing on there. I guess I'm getting caught up on Storage Wars and a couple of other things. But I'd much rather be watching some of the new Amazon series that are out. Matter of fact, I had some extra time. I took a half day on Monday and was actually watching some Amazon stuff here in the office because I've got good broadband here. So it's kind of funny that... I'm watching it here versus back at the house just because I can't. But AT&T, this is, you know, let's be honest with you. This satellite stuff from a TV standpoint is probably not long for this world. Twitter has suspended government-run accounts in Cuba. And these included accounts run by the Cuban government, including those state-run media and of officials, including the daughter of Communist Party leader Raul Castro. And they cited violations of its policies. The move came just as President Miguel Díaz-Canel made a televised statement about potential fuel shortages. Cuba's pro-government journalist union denounced the suspension as a massive censorship, of course. They're saying, what is new here is the massive scope of this act of cybernetic warfare clearly planned that aims to limit the freedom of expression of Cuban institutions and citizens to silence the leaders of the revolution, the union said in a statement. Well, good. Take them off the air. Take their social media platform away. You know, I'm sure the Cuban people would like to see the government change. Mozilla Firefox previews Firefox VPN, and they're saying that they are going to charge for the service at some point. Now, this is pretty cool. This really, really is. this week they resurrected its test pilot preview program, offering Firefox users a free VPN-like service to encrypt browser to site and back transmission over public networks. The Firefox Private Network is an extension which provides a secure encrypted path to the web to protect your connection and your personal information anywhere and everywhere you use your Firefox browser. So the free service is available immediately, but only to US-based users running the desktop version of Firefox. A Firefox account typically used for syncing copies of the browser on multiple devices, and an accompanying add-on are required. So website security vendor Cloudflare is providing this proxy server for Firefox VPN. So Cloudflare offers a VPN service Dove Warp to its customers as part of this new year, as of the new year. Okay, we're way past the new year. Weirdly written article. But anyway, this is over on computerworld.com. Spotify is once again cracking down on family plan sharing, again by asking for users' location. And this is probably largely because kids have went off to college and they're, you know, using their Spotify plan at school and they're no longer in the house. So the plan is only for family members residing at the same address. And according to a new set of terms and conditions, a plan the company published back in August, Spotify is now requiring the primary account holder and everyone else on the plan to show proof that they reside at the same address, which will confirm from time to time by asking users to verify their address. This isn't the first time that Spotify has cracked down on customer taking advantage of family plan sharing. The company sent a similar warning last year and asked users to confirm their exact GPS coordinates, but it ended the test shortly following privacy concerns. Now, a slightly less invasive version of the policy is part of a part and parcel of the terms and conditions for using the family plan, and it suggests it's here to stay. The family plan, which costs $15 and allows 6 users to access Spotify premium service, is only for family members residing in the same address. So, what if you have a kid to school and they still really reside at home? This next article is kind of interesting here from a perspective of what Amazon is going to do. Amazon's now going to let anyone answer your Alexa questions. And they're using crowdsourcing. And they're using a crowdsourcing platform to allow people to build responses to questions like, what state surrounds Illinois? What's the proper amount of sleep? And what's going to happen is your Alexa response is going to be according to an Amazon customer. So, you know, we could go out there and ask Alexa, what is the best podcast in the universe? And we could type in Geek News Central, but of course we know that that's really no agenda. At least that's our slogan. We could put in there Geek News Central is the best podcast in the universe. And of course that would probably be wrong, but could be a way we could trick Alexa to give some answers to some things. Now, the program launched in private invite only beta for 1,000 customers last year. Even with that limited group, Amazon says it's already logged hundreds of thousands of responses, which Alexa has served millions of times. So why do this work for Amazon? Why? They got lots of money. Let them pay someone to do this. Really? Come on now. They can afford it. They really can. Google Photos adds Memories, a private archive that looks a lot like Instagram Stories. This new feature will help you reminisce, plus, of course, same-day printing. And this tool brings back old photos and videos of anniversaries in a format that closely resembles an Instagram story. And of course, you can get photos printed the same day. So interesting, slick move by Google Photos. There's a good article over on blog.google talking about elevating original reporting in search. And it talks about how people that do in-depth stories and research that ends up in blog posts that has lots of unique data, has unique stories, is going to be elevated. And it's called original reporting. And that's something that we try to do at Geek News Central is every article may be sourced from something, but all the content that we put together here is original writing, original reporting. So I'm hoping that's going to help Geek News Central over time. But just goes to show, if you're going to be able to put more time into a specific piece about a specific topic and become the authority on that, that you're probably going to be rewarded over time by Apple. By Google. So again, Google giveth and Google taketh away in page views and so forth. So anyway, that's news out of Google. Link will be up in the show notes. Apple has tweaked the App Store rule changes again for children apps and sign-in services. Now, some of this was announced in June, but the changes that were announced at the Apple Developer Conference this summer were significant and, of course, raised concerns among developers. But in a short interview with TechCrunch, Apple's Phil Schiller said that they had spent time with developers, analytics companies, and advertising services to hear what they had to say about the proposal. And the changes are garnering some strong statements of support from advocacy groups and advertising providers for children's apps that were pre-briefed on the tweaks. The changes will show up as of this morning in Apple Developer Guidelines. And they're saying, as we get closer to implementation, we spent time with developer analytics companies and advertising companies. Some of them are really forward-thinking, have good ideas, and trying to be leaders in space. With their feedback, they said they've updated the guidelines to allow them to be more applicable to a broader number of scenarios. The goal, he said, was to make guidelines easy enough for developers to adopt while being supportive of sensible policies that parents could buy into. In other words, they're going to continue to sell to your kids, I'm sure. And the changes are here. And I'll have this link in the show notes if you want to dig into that. But they made some changes here. Also, Facebook has updated their community standards. And it talks about voice, authenticity, safety, privacy, and dignity is the five pillars of their community standards. And of course, really the community standards really results in whatever the person that's doing the moderating thinks of the content. I've often found that the community standards is used as an excuse to censor content and have it taken down. One thing that Google is doing, it's putting drug addiction recovery for information front and center. And they're basically preloading information when someone Googles certain terms. And these would be terms that opioid addicts and people that are doing substance abuse would maybe type to find information about a treatment or recovery center, something to that effect, or a support group. And they're making that data easier to find and putting it front and center in Google search results so that those that need help when they're looking for it will be able to have access to more than 20,000 locations through Google search, Google special locations results. And it's also talk about anti-overdose drugs and a variety of other things as well. So this is an interesting move by Google and one that's at least helping those are searching and seeking help to find information quicker. There's a whole bunch of information that's out about the Apple announcement. I'll cover that at the end. But one thing that the new iPhone 11 Pro supposedly is going to offer is faster LTE speeds. And I don't know how they're going to do this, but they say that there might be a little bit of an increase of a 10 to 12% in total speed. Now, speaking of the Apple announcements, the five biggest announcements from Apple's event was, of course, the Apple TV One Plus 1 year trial contract that comes with every Apple device purchase, the $499 price tag that's going to be on it, the upgraded 7th-gen iPad now has a 10.2-inch display. The Apple Watch Series 5 has an always-on display, which is interesting, with it keeping an 18-hour battery life with always-on. That's impressive. Of course, the Series 5 is going to cost $399 for the GPS model, $499 for the GPS plus LTE, and those are starting prices. And if you go into any fancier finishes, it just goes up, up, and up. The iPhone 11 improves on the XR in every way, and it costs $699, and it'll feature a 6.1-inch LCD and Apple's new A13 Bionic processor. And of course, the new iPhone 11 is going to come in new colors, green and purple. And of course, the iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max are available as well. Each has a 3-camera system complete with telephoto, ultra-wide, and regular lens. Apple touted that each of the 3 cameras capable of shooting at 4K at 60 frames. And the iPhone 11 Pro has a 5.8 OLED, and Pro Max has a 6.5-inch OLED. All around $999. So it gives you a little idea on where the pricing is coming in here. Walmart has taken its $98 delivery and limited service nationwide. The service will cover more than 50% of the country by the end of the year. And it's trialing delivery unlimited. It's grocery-based take on Amazon Prime. Now the company's rolling out to further 1,400 stores across all 200 metro areas where regular grocery deliveries are already available. Walmart aims to have more than 50% of the country covered by the end of the year. The program gives customers the option to pay a yearly fee of $98 or a monthly fee of $12.95 to get unlimited Walmart grocery deliveries, although you still have the option of paying a per-delivery fee without membership. And there's a $15 trial offer. And Walmart trying to pony up here. I was looking for something last night on Amazon, and when I found it, I said, the price looks high. I couldn't understand why the price, it was much higher than what I thought. The item was like $37 on Amazon. And just for giggles, I said, I wonder what it cost at Walmart. And I Googled it from Walmart. It was a $15.67, which was more close to what I thought it would be. And then I Googled another local shopping place here in town, and it was almost the same price. And I thought, my. So be careful out there. If you're buying commodities, you're buying shampoos, any types of personal care products, not always cheaper on Amazon. And while I didn't do a Walmart delivery or the grocery store delivery that I looked up, I did go in there this morning and not at Walmart, but the grocery store, and picked up the item for $15. So it just kind of surprised me. You know, usually Amazon is on all the time when it comes to the, getting a good price, but not in this case, in the least. So anyway, here's what's going on. We're going to be back with you on Monday here in the studio. And then I blast for Columbus on Thursday. So the next week's Thursday show will be from Columbus. And I'm debating here if I want to take a break at some point for a week or so. I'm fast approaching 1,400 episodes. So I think that I'm going to keep on cranking until we hit 1,400. The way I've got it timed out, I don't think I'm going to be video for 1,400. I think it's going to be audio only, which is okay. But I'm just kind of trying to, play this scenario out and see how it goes. But I might take a week off here at some point. I don't know. I'm just trying to pace myself. And if I'm not going to be in the studio here and it's going to be audio only, that might be the time to take a little break. Because I really have kind of pushed all the way through while I've been, here, not take too much time off since the move. But I'll let you know. But anyway, thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for being part of the family here. Thanks for staying engaged with the show. And your ongoing support is greatly appreciated. Of course, I want to thank all of you for their insiders and the donations that have come in. And, just in the last couple of days, if I look here at some of the payments that have come in, we've got Bo has come in with a $5 contribution, Nigel with a $25 contribution. We've had Dale come in with a $25 contribution. These are some longtime supporters of the show. We've got Ryan, who's come in with a $2 donation. And we've had a number of folks that have added on Luke with a $2 donation as well. And I'm just going to open up PayPal here and read through this. Mika, who's been a longtime a supporter of the show with a $2. So your geeknewscentral.com/insider donations really do help a lot. And I appreciate each and every one of you that have continued to support the show with a monthly contribution. It's greatly appreciated. One thing I did hear different tonight is and I think I may have messed the camera view up a little bit, but let me show, well, for those of you watching the video, you can't see it. I took a picture of it. I'll put it on Facebook. I was playing with the camera angles a little bit today, and I didn't get them readjusted before the show. But on this side of me, I moved the light from over here to over here. I was getting a lot of glass glare, and this view was where I was getting a lot of shadowing here. So that's why I added the light there. Of course, this side is not so affected because the microphone is kind of in the way. You can't see, but I've tried to, you know, get the lighting a little bit more dialed in. I think I'm close. Now, if just the stupid internet would support doing live here, but we've got the video to post up on the show, and I'll upload video to Facebook and YouTube as well tonight, just so that there is some content on there for those that get it that way. But anyway, that's it for today. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. And send me your comments. We'll be back with you in the studio on Monday, and hopefully cooperating. We're trying to go live. Depends on where Kirk gets the pre-production work done. Try to go live around, I'm trying to push it to 7:30. That was the actual goal today. 7 o'clock was the goal. And I spent 50 minutes dealing with the stream and thought I had it and finally put my double middle finger at it. So anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. We'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you so much. We'll take care. See you next time. Bye-bye. Aloha.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.